This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, hello, America, how are you? America's looking at me going, why you got such a nice suit on today, Wayne? You always dress so casual. It's because I've got no time in my life. But today, I had an actual photo shoot, and I was in a suit with, you know, coming straight into the show. So that's why I'm suited up today. Thank you for the music. I appreciate it, Chris. That music is reminiscent of my glory days. All right, so I was talking in the last show about reparations. First of all, I can't, before I get to reparations, I've got to talk about Joe Biden. That's got to be the first thing. Joe Biden said in a speech last night, I want to thank my buddy Kamala Harris, who I work for up in the White House. I don't know what to say anymore. He's brain dead. He's a zombie puppet. He thinks that Kamala's his mommy. The real president of the United States is clearly Barack Obama. And as I said on all of these shows, it kind of all blends at this point. Because I've got the weekend show on Real America's Voice. I got the TV show every day on Lindell TV, frankspeech.com. If you're looking for my show, go to frankspeech.com right now. Click on Lindell TV 2 and I'm on. I've got the radio show on USA Audio Network. I've got my podcast. I've got my newspaper columns. And on all of them, I've been saying Obama is the real president and Obama is the real criminal. Obama is the real big guy. He's the guy that all the money flowed to eventually. He had to get a taste of everything like the Mafia Don. Obama had a piece of every deal. I'm telling you, so Durham's report makes it clear that Hillary told Obama and Biden that she was going to blame Russian collusion on Trump. That means that Obama and Biden are criminals. They knew about the crime and the lie that Hillary was pulling off, number one. Number two, the jury report reports that the Clinton Foundation, the FBI was trying to investigate them, and they were called off the investigation. And the Clinton Foundation is clearly an extortion racket. It's the organized crime of politics. Okay, Hillary Clinton used the Clinton Foundation to raise money all around the world from world leaders and big corporations, and she did it because they all feared if she became president, she could attack them, she could kill them, she could destroy their economies. But if she became president and they supported her, she would be on their team and do great things for them and give away American taxpayer money to their countries. So she extorted money and they all took it and said, wow, this is great. Hillary Clinton is going to be president. And as soon as she lost the election to Trump, nobody gave a dime to the Clinton Foundation anymore. The whole thing was out of business. So it was all a big scam. And so here it is. The FBI leadership sabotaged Clinton Foundation investigation, says the Durham report. But here's my point. Again, it all goes back to Obama. The Clinton Foundation was during the 8 years of Obama. She was Secretary of State. She was raising money around the world and promising to be the next president. You know that she had to have Obama's permission and approval. Obama knew what she was doing when she extorted money. And then when the FBI stopped the investigation, it's because Obama told them to stop. It all goes back to Obama. Biden, when he traveled the world and extorted money, Obama knew. Obama gave him permission. This is Obama that's the big guy. Obama had to have gotten a piece of every deal. You know, one thing about Obama, I may hate him, He may be my Columbia College classmate, and I can't stand the guy. But here's the good news, if you're Obama. Huh? Wayne Root thinks you're pretty smart. He's a brilliant guy, you know, as scumbags often are. He's a brilliant shyster. He's a brilliant slime ball. He's a brilliant scumbag. He's a brilliant scam artist. And he figured out how to scam the American people. So he let Biden go out there and extort money, and he let Hillary go out there and extort money. And he took a piece, a cut, a taste of all the money, as sure as I'm standing here. And then he made sure that they were protected, that the FBI couldn't go after them, because he gave orders to the DOJ to leave them alone. And at the same time he was doing that, he gave orders to the Treasury Department, which runs the IRS, to audit and destroy the life of yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. That's what Obama did. He sicked the IRS on me from 2010 to 2014, tried to destroy my life. And so think of all the crimes Obama's responsible for. All of them are treason. And there's no statute of limitations on treason. If you commit treason against the United States, you need to be indicted. And if convicted, you need to be hung. Or you need to get the electric chair. You need to get, you need to get the firing squad. Or you need to get life in prison in Guantanamo, cracking rocks, breaking rocks. That's what Obama deserves, if convicted. Again, I'm always a nice guy and a fair guy. You get a trial, you get a great lawyer, and we'll see what happens. But if you did everything I believe you did, you're guilty of treason. And that's the problem with America. Who's going to arrest Obama? The DOJ belongs to the Biden administration. Who runs the Biden administration? Obama. The FBI belongs to the Biden administration. Who runs the Biden administration? Obama. Everything's Obama. Obama's in charge. Remember the TV show with Scott Baio, Charles in Charge? It's Obama in charge. Who's going to arrest Obama when all the police officers and the highest law enforcement officers are run by Obama? All right. Bad news. Bad stuff. So FBI leadership sabotaged Clinton Foundation investigation, says the Durham report. And Judicial Watch Chairman Tom Fitton says Trump-Russia collusion hoax was made up by Hillary to keep herself out of jail. But again, it's to keep Obama out of jail. Obama gave her approval for everything she did. Think back to Watergate. You don't think anybody broke in without Nixon's approval, right? Certainly liberals didn't think so. Certainly Woodward and Bernstein didn't think so. They thought Nixon's fingerprints were all over Watergate. Nobody asked. They just assumed. Why wouldn't Obama's fingerprints be all over spying on Trump? Spying on the Trump campaign, spying on Trump as president. It was all ordered by Obama. The FBI and the DOJ and the CIA and the NSA don't spy on people unless the president knows and gives them tacit approval. It all goes back to Obama. Everything dirty that Hillary did goes back to Obama. All right. Here's another story of the kind of people we have running our country. FBI surveillance contractor infiltrated chat rooms and monitored skeptics of the COVID jabs. A new report by investigative journalist Lee Fang has revealed that the FBI, operating via a surveillance contractor proxy called Flashpoint, infiltrated chat rooms of airline industry groups that opposed the government's COVID vaccine mandates. In previous times, Flashpoint was used by the FBI to infiltrate Islamic terror groups, but since that time, the group's directive... Yeah, of course. Remember, the people running our country now don't think there's any problem with Islamic extremists, crazy Muslim nutjob murdering terrorists who want to destroy our country and committed 9/11. They don't have a problem with that. They sick the entire FBI on domestic white extremists, i.e. people who go to Catholic Church, people who go to Christian Church, Jews who love Israel. These are the people they hate more than anything in the world. And so, yes, the group's directive has been refocused from Muslim extremists onto what the government perceives as domestic terror groups comprised of people who refuse to accept experimental drugs filled with poison being pumped into their bodies. See, I told you. Without even reading, I knew where it was going. Fang was able to obtain and analyze a webinar presentation created by Flashpoint company analyst used to illustrate best practices for identifying and infiltrating chat groups specifically on the Telegram platform. On the Telegram platform. You know how many conservative patriots are on Telegram? Writing about what happened next, Fang explains that they clicked through a database showing a chat group on Telegram sponsored by Airline Professionals for Justice, which was formed by airline workers to oppose the vaccine mandates. Private chats require you to have an invite link, and then by engaging the admin of that channel, anyone can infiltrate private channels, including FBI contractors. So you always think it's private. There's nothing private. Everything you say on the phone, everything you say on your cell phone, everything you text, everything you email, the government is watching, or they certainly have the potential to be watching. And if you are a domestic terrorist, and you know what that is? Anyone who goes to church, anyone who believes that Obama is a scumbag, anyone who believes Obama is a traitor, anyone who believes that Joe Biden is a brain-dead zombie, anyone who believes the election was stolen by the people behind that brain-dead zombie, anyone who believes that open borders is a disaster to end the United States of America, an intentional attack on America, an invasion of America, anyone who believes the COVID vaccine is horrible for you and killing people and injuring people and disabling people, all of those groups all fit Wayne Root. We're all domestic terrorists, according to the FBI, and they're listening in on everything we say and do. Now, the good news for me is I don't really care much about what I say on the phone or what I say on email, because I say it on TV every day, and I say it on the radio every day. So you know what I say to the FBI? Well, I'm not going to do it. I'd embarrass Lindell TV. I wanted to give you the Brooklyn salute. I wanted to let you know what I think of Joe Biden. Screw Joe Biden. But all I can tell you is I say it on TV every day openly to all of you. Openly to all of you. MyPillow, by the way, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. MyPillow is Mike Lindell's famous company. He's done so much for all of us. Every conservative, every patriot owes him a debt of gratitude. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code ROOTS, R-O-O-T, and get the biggest sale price, the biggest discount, the biggest overstock, 80% off of anything available on every product. Promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the 5th month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with
with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldgateCapital.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, Wainwright on the air, kind of flying blind because my AFB is not working and I don't know why. But I'm not hearing Chris. There we go. Now it's starting to work. Yeah, now I hear you. I got you. It's really weird. It's on and off. But it's yeah, we won one. Once in a while, you win one. The L.A. Dodgers. You hear about this story yesterday? The Dodgers have a pride night. As Chris was saying in my ear, Chris Kennedy O'Sullivan, most Irish name in the history of the world. Chris, my board op and associate producer. And Chris was saying that, you know, it used to be you went to a ball game to watch a ball game. You know, you liked baseball because you like baseball. I don't go to baseball to watch Pride Night. I don't care if you're gay. Do we have straight night? You know, it's so ridiculous. How about straight white male night? We don't want any of it. I don't want gay night. I don't want black night. I don't want white night. I don't want any night. I just want baseball. But the Dodgers had a Pride Night, and they invited a group who's been involved in basically satanic stuff. I mean, just crazy stuff. Satanic stuff. Just trying to make this thing work here. And it's driving me crazy. But here we go. Hopefully now I can hear you. And the Dodgers invited this group that's literally satanic, demonic. But again, it's my opinion. It's an opinion show. And I'll say allegedly they're demonic. The things they've done are just disgusting. And the Dodgers just uninvited them because there was such a public uproar of the whole thing. So let me see if I can find you. Here it is. So in the spirit of unity, now they're talking about unity, the Los Angeles Dodgers are proud to host their 10th annual LGBTQ Pride Night on June 16th. And given the strong feelings of people who have been offended by the inclusion of one group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, in this year's Pride Night, in an effort to distract from the great benefits that we have seen over the years of Pride Night, we have decided to remove them from this year's group of honorees. So they were going to honor them. They didn't just invite them. They were actually going to honor them. I mean, it is just insanity. I've never heard anything so crazy in my entire life. I don't know what to say anymore. Our country has lost its mind, and all these companies and all these sports teams are just looking to be destroyed. They're looking to bankrupt themselves. They're committing economic suicide. Here's one that's not committing economic suicide. GreatPatriotStore.com. We love them. They're the sponsor of this show. GreatPatriotStore.com is the answer to inflation. As I mentioned on radio, I was at Whole Foods Market last night. I bought 9 products, and the bill was $98. 9 products, and it was $98. And so if you want to answer inflation, here's a company that has hundreds of household products, unfortunately not food like you're getting at Whole Foods, but hundreds of household products that you're already buying and using, much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. We found that company for you, GreatPatriotStore.com. As an example, they have cleaning products that are much safer for children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. As an example, they've now got the beef. They're selling beef that's raised in open spaced green pastures right here in the U.S., never ever given hormones or antibiotics. But you can't get any of this stuff unless you're a member. So, like a Costco or a Sam's Club, here's the good news. They've got a special running from now, literally today. Today's 17th? Yeah, today, the 17th, to May 31st. So for the next 14 days, you get to join Great Patriot Store for $1. That's it. $1 and you're in and you qualify to get all the discounted products. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, so I mentioned reparations. On the federal level, the squad, AOC and her friends in the squad, want $14 trillion to be given in reparations to black people. And where did they come up with that number? That's the amount of separation between white income and black income in the United States of America. So you should just steal it all from white people who had nothing to do with slavery, that weren't alive for slavery, to give it to black people that had nothing to do with slavery, that weren't alive during slavery. But here's part two of that. San Francisco has a reparations task force, and their members say, where are we going to get the $5 million? They want to give $5 million per black person in reparations. Where are we going to get it from? Well, we could put a tax on billionaires. Folks, I don't know how to explain this to you, but every liberal billionaire in San Francisco is making plans to move out of town right now. There will be no liberals left in the state of California. Forget about San Francisco. Napa Valley, San Jose, Silicon Valley. Every liberal billionaire and every $100 million man and above, they're all making plans to leave right now. So you're never going to get their money. Nobody wants you to steal their money to give it to someone because they're black or because they're white or because they're orange or because they're any color. No one will allow you to steal their money, let alone billionaires, let alone any lawyer worth his salt. And this will never happen over my dead body. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
War now.
Now. USA News Update. A three-judge panel seems hesitant about keeping the abortion drug mifepristone available for sale. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals panel will decide whether the drug should remain available after a federal judge in Texas ordered a hold on mifepristone back in April. President Biden is expressing confidence that a deal to raise the debt ceiling can be reached before the U.S. defaults. Congressman Bob Good agrees, as long as there are deep budget cuts.
The American people, though, don't want an increase without responsible cuts in spending and reforms to put us on a path to fiscal responsibility.
Good, who's a member of the House Freedom Caucus, would also like to see work requirements for some people who receive federal aid. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona has confirmed that the pandemic-era pause on federal student loan payments will come to an end later this year. That pause has been in place for more than 3 years. Roughly 44 million people will have to restart making payments. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
with Roots on Fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show is RevRex. RevRex. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. And it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the audit notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex, which stands for Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, your banks, your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA. Exclusively for my fans, special discounted pricing on an annual subscription. Just tell them War sent you. Go to RevRex.com, click book a demo, and in 10 minutes, you'll learn how RevRex will protect you. Stop an audit dead in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Go to RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. Our guest is here, an old friend of mine, Frank Gaffney, author of the new book, The Indictment, Prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. He's the founder of the Center for Security Policy, a nonpartisan organization that champions peace through strength, the man after my own convictions. Website, CenterForSecurityPolicy.org. CenterForSecurityPolicy.org. Frank Gaffney, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I couldn't be better. I'm on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Well, I'm a big believer in peace through strength because I was a kid I was a Jewish kid with acne braces and glasses who got beat up day and night in an all-black high school. And I learned to fight, and I lifted weights, and I basically beat up the next three bullies that came after me. And guess what happened after that? I gained all their respect, and nobody ever fought me again. Nobody ever bullied me again, and they all became my friends. So I believe very strongly in peace through strength. It really works in the real world, Frank. So I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Tell us about your new book, The Indictment. What's it all about?
Well, let me just say, I think peace through strength is actually the only policy that works. It's
right.
Not just that it works, it's all the others. The new book, Wayne, is the product of, it's a little blurry there, but a number of webinars, 72 or 3, I think, all told, that we've performed as part of the work of a committee on the present danger, China, that I helped found about 4 years ago. And its purpose has been to try to educate the American people about the threat that the Chinese Communist Party represents. And when I say that, I mean, as a distinction from the people of China, who I believe
right.
have been more brutally treated than anybody else by the Chinese Communist Party, and therefore I think are natural allies in dealing with the threat that the party poses to us and the horrible repression that it exercises against them. We've got 9 different charges in this indictment. The first and arguably the most important is the Chinese Communist Party has, as I said, been engaging since really its inception in horrific crimes against humanity, against its own people, and those that it has enslaved, the Tibetans, the Uyghurs of East Turkestan, the Southern Mongolians, and now the people of Hong Kong. But mostly, it's the people of China themselves, the Han Chinese, and they've been mass murdered. They've been starved to death. They've been raped. They've been subjected to, gulags and all kinds of other horrors. The toll, by some estimates, is as high, Wayne, as 100 million people.
Right.
And that doesn't count 400 million that the Chinese take credit for, boast about, that they've in utero, in the womb, if you will. And that
so
may be
I
as
just
actually
want to make
as
sure, Frank, Frank,
million.
Frank, I just want to make sure. I want to make sure we're talking about the same thing. When you said 100 million, you're talking about murders, correct? Deaths. They murdered 100 million Chinese,
yes.
Correct?
That's correct. Yeah. And I think that's probably conservative. But
right.
The point of this is, first of all, that's a horror, of course, of the most egregious kind. We ought to be naturally opposed to the people who perpetrate that. But the worst of it, really, from our perspective, has got to be, if that's what they do to their own people, why?
Think what they'll do to us.
What would they do to ours? You know they will be doing worse if they get their hands on us. So we mustn't let that happen. And then there's the 8 other charges that we call war crimes, because properly understood, the Chinese Communist Party isn't really a political party. It's not even a government. It is a mafia. It is a transnational criminal organization. And the crimes that it is engaged in against us to this point constitute what they call unrestricted warfare, hence war crimes. And they're all enumerated in this book, as I say, eight different charges ranging from economic warfare, energy warfare, biological warfare, capture of our elites, taking down, you know, through information operations and various other instruments of subversion, the United States of America. They're hard at it. In fact, we just did a wonderful press conference on Capitol Hill in which some 20 members of the House of Representatives joined us in opposing a particularly insidious kind of warfare, the capture of the international organizations and the use, the weaponization of ones like the World Health Organization
right.
to advance what they call now global governance. The end of our republic, the end of our constitution, the end of our freedoms if it's allowed to happen. We must not let that happen.
What do you say, Frank Gaffney, and Frank's the author of a new book called The Indictment, Prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends for Crimes Against America, China, and the World. What do you say when I tell you I said from day one that COVID was not only in a biowarfare lab, wasn't in any wet market, we all agree on that, and we all know that to be true, but I believe it was purposely, intentionally sent to America when Trump won the trade war and the Chinese saw the writing on the wall that their economy was going to crumble. They decided to destroy us and send COVID our way. What do you say to that?
I think you're absolutely right. Interestingly enough, when I talked about this unrestricted warfare that we focus on in this book, that's a title that comes from a book that two senior People's Liberation Army colonels wrote back in 1999. And, of course, as you know, when you don't get a book published by the Chinese Communist Party without their permission.
Right.
So they had the permission. They went on to be general officers, by the way. And there's some 20 or so different ways before the Chinese were strong enough to take us on militarily, which they may be at that point now, they wanted to nonetheless weaken us and, if possible, destroy us. You know, Sun Tzu, the Chinese strategist, said it's better to win without fighting if you can.
Right.
And among the 20 items in that list of, you know, actions that they could take to take us down was biological warfare. We did a study previous to this book. We call the book that came out of it, The CCP is at War with America, an eminent group of national security practitioners led by Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin and former House Intelligence
Good
Committee
man.
Chairman Pete Hoekstra.
Good man.
And we were taking a second opinion, if you will, at what the Director of National Intelligence for Joe Biden said back in September of 2021. And that was, oh, geez, we just can't figure out where this thing came from. Maybe it came from nature. Maybe it came from a lab. We just can't tell. Well, we said categorically it did not come from a lab. It did not come from a wet lab.
Wet market.
It will, there's no evidence of that at all to speak of, certainly compelling. There is much circumstantial, yes, but circumstantial evidence that is very compelling that it came from that Wuhan Institute of Virology. But to your point, Wayne, and you've got it exactly right, however it got out of that laboratory, whether it was by accident or by design, what we know they did do deliberately was they sent it here and elsewhere
right.
around the world. How do we know that? Because they did not let people from Wuhan go anywhere in China, but they
right.
did let them come
let
here.
Them
in fact,
here.
There's
and Europe.
They subsidized
yes.
people
there
to
it
come
is.
To the United States.
There it is. I knew it. Yeah, I saw it with my own eyes. I said everybody was demanded. They could not leave Wuhan, but yet they left for the United States. They let them come to Italy and the United States and England, and they were trying to poison the world. And again, I don't know if they purposely sent it our way from the beginning, but it may have accidentally gotten out of a biowarfare lab. And once it got out, I think they made the decision, oh, my God, it's going to wreck our economy. We have to level the playing field and wreck the whole world's economy. So at the very least, that's the best case scenario, for what they did. But I believe personally that what they did was, hey, Trump just won the trade war and he's about to make it even worse. He's going to put the screws to us. We better destroy America fast and distract them and make sure Trump doesn't get reelected and send them this disease that puts everybody out of work and shuts down the nation, right? I mean, that's clearly what I think probably happened.
you can't rule it out, and that would argue that they did let it out deliberately. But again, they had a proof of concept of something that they had set their sights on doing 20 years ago. And worse than that, we have evidence, and it's in the book, that about 20 years ago, the then defense minister of China, a general by the name of Chi Haoqian, said that back at the beginning of the 1990s, as the Soviet Union collapsed, the then general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Deng Xiaoping, gave as a mission to the illegal, by the way, biological warfare program of the Chinese Communist Party, the task of depopulating the United States so that it could be colonized by China. So all of that plays into your thought, and I think it's probably so, that they were deliberately doing this. They understood that it would have a devastating effect on our economy and our society, and that it would probably result in the defeat of their nemesis. And all of that sixth sense suggests an intentionality to it that I think further emphasizes the point we're dealing with transnational criminals, right, and on our destruction. We should treat them as such. And that means
homicidal maniacs. Chinese Communist Party, all communists are like that. Venezuela, Cuba, the old Soviet Union, the old East Germany, the Stasi of East Germany, the KGB of Russia. They're all killers. They're all murderers. They're all torturers. Terrible. Frank Gaffney is a freedom fighter, fights for capitalism, fights against communism, author of the new book, The Indictment, Prosecuting the Chinese Communist Party and Friends. And we thank him for coming on the show. Thank you, Frank. God bless.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, it's Wayne Alarute. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Really big show. Love being on the air with you here on Lindsay LTV and USA Audio Network. AmioLife.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Amio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution three times a day and their natural silver mouthwash and silver gel on my face each night and silver lozenges all throughout the show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. And these guys are so great. They recognize inflation is ripping apart the middle class, ripping apart Wayne Root's fans. And so they're offering all of my fans, listeners and viewers on Lindell TV, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Yes, I said 50% off, 50, half off. Visit AmioLife.com, AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT50 and get 50% off every product they've got, including that all-important immune-boosting alkaline structured silver solution, which I use all day long. No kidding. Give them a call at 800-422-8148, 800-422-8148. Say Route 50 and get 50% off, or go to AmioLife.com and type in Route 50 and get 50% off. U.S. depression rates reach the highest in history, nearly 10 points higher than 2015. Depression for U.S. adults is now 29%. I'll bet if you did a study, you'd find it's like 90% Democrats. Because I really don't know Republicans that are. I mean, we're all upset, we're all angered, and we're depressed, but we're not suffering from depression. I don't like, oh my God, start crying, hide my head under the blanket. I mean, that's not for Republicans and conservatives and capitalists. We battle life. We go out
you
and fight.
You can act like a man!
Does everybody hear the same thing I'm hearing? Was that on the air, Chris? I don't know. Yes, all right. Yes, that was from the movie The Godfather. He was slapping around Frank Sinatra. Sinatra was crying because someone had taken his part away. That was the part of a lifetime. And The Godfather said, slapped him. You can act like a man! Marlon Brando with the marbles in his mouth. You can act like a man! And so most Republicans do act like a man. And Democrats are depressed. I guarantee you all that depression is liberal women who think their whole life's about abortion. They're probably depressed because they got five abortions now. They killed five kids. They're depressed. I just don't understand what's happened to my country. It makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. You know, I mean, the biggest issue in America is open borders. The biggest issue in America is the COVID vaccine deaths. The biggest issue in America is crime in all the big cities. And the biggest issue in America is inflation destroying the middle class. There's no universe where abortion is the most important issue in the world, to a woman or otherwise. I don't care if you say, well, you're a guy, Wayne. Abortion is not the biggest issue in the world. Your pocketbook and your wallet is the biggest issue in the world. Whether you have a job tomorrow is the biggest issue in the world. Whether your business can stay open is the biggest issue in the world. I'm sorry, but if you own a restaurant, you work 18 hours a day, and the restaurant goes out of business, and you're bankrupt, and you're ruined, at that point, what would Hillary say? What difference does abortion make? Your business is what matters. Your job is what matters. Your income is what matters. Your career is what matters. Gosh, to get depressed over abortion. By the way, just more proof that capitalism does, in fact, work. Last year, a Toronto man, Gabriel Sims Feuer, announced the launch of a communist coffee shop. The cafe was to be called The Anarchist, and there were no rules. Customers were allowed to pay for the coffee as they see fit, and they could browse through some communist merchandise as they sip their drinks. So you could just, like, name your price, basically. Come in, get a coffee, and if you think it's worth a penny, give them a penny. Just unbelievable. A place where they could hang out and use the bathroom, whether they were purchasing things or not. A radical utopia. And as of this week, it's out of business. Bye-bye. I never like business to go out of business. This is one I'm thrilled is out of business. Adidas collaborates with a radical designer and unveils the most homely male you've ever seen in your life as the company's newest women's swimsuit model. So Adidas is going to be another company that goes bye-bye. All these companies are committing suicide, and you have to ask, what is going on? Is this the Stepford Wives movie? Are they all brainwashed? Are they all crazy at the same time? They're all going local at the same time. They go, oh, look at Bud Light. They've destroyed themselves. Look at Fox News. They've destroyed them. Let's emulate them. Let's kill our business. Let's make the same stupid decisions as all the other ones. Is that really what they're all thinking? They're all committing Harry Carey at the same time? Wow. Very strange stuff. Adidas, another one you can now boycott and never spend another dime with. And finally, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, who's the new Beetlejuice, and as bad as Beetlejuice, his allies pushed for a $12 billion financial package to dramatically raise taxes and defund the police. Oh, that'll work well. Let's get rid of the police and let's raise all the taxes so everybody leaves town. All the rich white people are gone. All the rich blacks are gone. Everyone's going to run away from Chicago as you defund the police and you reward the criminals and let them out to roam the streets. And as you raise everyone's taxes, no one's going to stay. Liberals ruin everything they touch. They're out of control in this country. It's out of control. Chicago's ruined. New York's ruined. Los Angeles is ruined. San Francisco's ruined. The list goes on and on. I'm Wayne Allyn, RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can always reach me there and let me know any good scoops you got. And the Great Patriot Boycott book, grab a copy today. It's one of the solutions that can save this country, along with lie detector tests. I'll tell you more about that tomorrow. The Great Patriot Boycott book. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.